Once upon a time, there was a wide-mouthed frog. And he was very happy, except for one thing. He was so very, very curious. One day, he was out walking along, and he decided to start singing his song because he was so happy. His song goes like this. Wide-mouthed frog, wide-mouthed frog, how very great it is to be a wide-mouthed frog. Boink! Next thing he knows, something fell down on his head, and did that hurt? He looked up, and he saw that he was standing right underneath a big coconut tree. And right in the top of that coconut tree, he saw a monkey. And it was a mother monkey because she had four babies with her. And he called up, Mother Monkey! Mother Monkey! What do you feed your babies for dinner? And the mother monkey said,
Oh, I feed my babies bananas, coconuts, dates, and figs. Would you like to join us?
No, thank you, but have a very nice day. And he started hopping this time along the road. And as he hopped, he sang his song. Wide mouth frog, how very great it is to be a wide mouth frog. Came to the deepest, darkest, scariest part of the forest. And on every side, he saw little animals running out of the forest and motioning for him to run out of the forest too. But that wide-mouthed frog was very, very curious. So he kept on hopping until he came to a lion's den. And in that lion's den, he saw a mother lion. And that mother lion had four babies. And he hopped right over to her and he said, Mother Lion! Mother Lion! What do you feed your babies for dinner?
Roar! Said the lion. I feed my babies squirrels, raccoons, and mice, and other little animals in the forest. Would you like to join us?
No, thank you, but have a very nice day. The wide-mouthed frog was a little bit scared, and he turned around and he hopped very fast out of that dark and dreary part of the forest. But as he went, he got happier and happier. And as soon as he gets happy, he starts singing his song. You can sing it too. All you have to do is make your mouth as wide as possible and open up your eyes as big as possible and then start singing. Wide mouth frog, wide mouth frog, how very great it is to be a wide-mouthed frog.
Now, don't you think it was time for that wide-mouthed frog to hop himself right back home and eat his own dinner? Well, that's what I thought, too. But the wide-mouthed frog was very, very curious. So he kept on hopping. Until he came to a river. And in that river, there was a long, green animal with a big, wide mouth and rows of white, sharp teeth. It was a crocodile. Not only a crocodile, but a mother crocodile. And she had four babies with her. And the wide-mouthed frog hopped right over to that river
And he said,
"Mother Crocodile! Mother Crocodile! What do you feed your babies for dinner?"
And the wide mouth frog looked up at the mother crocodile. And the mother crocodile looked down on the little wide mouth frog. And she smiled her big crocodile smile. And she said, "I feed my babies wide mouth frogs."
"Oh," said the wide mouth frog. "I didn't know that."
And he made his mouth as small as he could possibly make it. And he scrunched his eyes as closed as he could possibly make them. And the mother crocodile said, "Would you like to join us?"
"No, thank you. But have a very nice day."
And he turned around and he started hopping as fast as his little green legs would take him away from that river. But even then, in the midst of all that danger, he couldn't resist singing his song.
"Wide mouth frog, wide mouth frog, how very great it is to be a wide mouth frog."
And he sang and he hopped and he hopped and he sang till he got all the way back to his own house, where his own mother was cooking dinner. And he sat down and ate with all of his family, and he knew he learned a big lesson. That wide mouth frog was never very, very curious again.